Hi, everybody. My name is Laura Irish, and I am a master's student in the Department of Horticulture and the Sustainable Agriculture Program at Iowa State University. And today I'm going to be talking about Master Gardeners partnering with SNAP Ed to improve healthy food access in Iowa. And these other authors are Dr. Denny Schrock, Dr. Cynthia Haynes, Susan DeBleek, and Christine Raddick, who is our state SNAP Ed person. So an overview of my talk today, I'm going to have a little bit of background on the Master Gardener program in Iowa and also the SNAP Ed program in Iowa, the different project components of our collaboration, which includes the knowledge gain, behavior change, and capacity building, and then also the impacts of our partnership between SNAP Ed and Master Gardener program. So that includes the pounds donated, the feedback from farm superintendents that we worked with, and stories from the Master Gardeners. And I'll also end with the next steps that we did from 2016. So the USDA SNAP Ed defines food insecurity as the state of being without reliable access to a sufficient quantity of affordable, nutritious food procured through socially acceptable ways. And this is really powerful in Iowa, that one in nine of us is food insecure at some point, and this was data collected from 2015. So you can think about your own states and what that means for you. So the mission for SNAP Ed, which I guess I should have defined, is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program Education, is to educate families about healthy behaviors and how to make those behaviors easier to accomplish and do. And a big part of this partnership came from the fact that individuals experiencing poverty are at a higher risk of chronic disease and obesity. And so we're trying to address those issues with food insecurity. The Iowa Master Gardener purpose is to provide current research-based home horticulture information and education, which I'm sure as most of you do know, same or very similar to your own states. And the great thing about this is that we have Master Gardeners extending our extension outreaches education programs through their volunteer service. And the key here is volunteer service, right? And this is one of our Master Gardeners from last year. So the big thing is we have this growing together partnership and project. And what SNAP Ed brings to the table is federal funding, which is something I know we all want more of, right? Hunger and nutrition expertise, which we need when we're discussing food insecurity. And they have an extensive connection and network with our food bank and food pantry systems in Iowa. The Master Gardener program brings the volunteer network, and not just any volunteers, as we know. They're volunteers that specialize in gardening and different fruit and vegetable skills. And then they have demonstration gardens across the state, which is very valuable when you're trying to impact food insecurity. And a big part is their educational training opportunities. As was said with North Dakota and the national initiative, we want continuing education, and Iowa has the 10 hours a year of continuing education that Master Gardeners must receive to remain active. So we are stronger together, and that is what we say. This is stronger together. We're bringing SNAP Ed and the Master Gardener program together to make fresh fruits and vegetables more accessible for these families experiencing poverty in Iowa. These are our main partners on campus and around the state. We have our Human Sciences Extension, which is where SNAP Ed is housed. We have the Ag and Natural Resources Extension, which is where the Master Gardener program is, and various extension personnel that we rely on heavily for this. The Department of Horticulture, which is where I am housed, and also my major professors, and Susan DeBleek, kind of, and the ISU Research and Demonstration Farms, which is a big aspect in our home demonstration gardens, which is I'll get into in a minute. And all of us together are increasing this access, which is extremely important. So those three project components, again, just to let you know, is knowledge gain, behavior change, and capacity building. So the knowledge gain and education comes from webinars on food security. The behavior change comes from model donation gardens, which is where our ISU research and demonstration farms come into play. And the capacity building was based on funding for mini grants that focused on providing those healthful foods to families experiencing poverty in Iowa. So the knowledge gain we did through a winter webinar series. There were 3 1-hour winter webinars for the Master Gardeners, and the titles in 20, the winter of 2015-16 was hunger in Iowa, working with food banks, and best practices for food safety. We brought in different specialists, extension specialists from the state and outside of the state to discuss these issues of food security with our master gardeners before they went out and actually started collecting data and pounds of produce and those types of things. The behavior change component was where our ISU research and demonstration farms come into play, and we have home demonstration gardens across the state. And in 2016, we had 7 home demonstration gardens. And the purpose of these gardens is to show themes to home gardeners. Every year it's a different theme, but it's to show them best cultivars or best practices, new cultivars, things like that. So in 2016 with this project, we focused on donation gardening as a big point. This is what our model donations gardens looked like at the 7 sites. They were 40 by 80 foot plots. 3/4 of it was a donation garden and 1/4 a pollinator garden. The pollinator garden's important, right? Because if you've ever been to Iowa, it's corn and soybeans, and that's not always great for encouraging pollinators. And so we wanted to make sure we had enough pollinators there to have good yields. And the donation garden species were not something we just decided we wanted to do. It was coming from conversations with food pantry recipients and food pantry personnel who said, hey, this is what we would like to see. These are things that we need more of. So that includes things like potatoes, tomatoes, broccoli, onions, green beans, cucumbers. We also, in the bottom corner, you can see there are sweet potatoes, which is something about the nutritious aspect, right? We really wanted to push, we can provide these nutritious produce items. So the capacity building was done through these mini grants. There were 26 mini grants awarded to individual master gardeners across the state. They could apply for up to $1,000. And they could apply for either Grow, Teach, or Connect. For the Grow mini grants, you could convert, maintain, or start a donation garden. For Teach, it was to educate the different food pantry clients on, well, it was a variety of things. They did growing your own vegetables. They talked about healthful choices, things like that. And then Connecting, which was bringing growers and these food pantries together, either through a food rescue hub or just a drop point for the gardeners that the master gardeners and their partners would then take to the food pantries. And you can see in this photo here that these were the many counties that were impacted by these awards, and it was fairly evenly distributed across the state. So our measurements, right? You're here to know what actually happened. So we looked at the pounds and servings of produce donated from the project. We took qualitative feedback from our ISU farm superintendents, and a big thing was stories from the master gardeners. So for pounds donated, at the home demonstration gardens, master gardeners didn't just collect pounds, they did do cultivar data. So they were using citizen science, and we encouraged them to donate only the marketable produce items. So they donated over 9,367 pounds of marketable produce to their local food pantries, which is equivalent to about 28,000 servings of fresh vegetables. The entire project, so the home demonstration gardens and the mini grants, collectively donated over 73,000 pounds of fresh produce. And if you look at that, that is a huge number for our volunteers to put together just for this project. The farm superintendents was really interesting for us. So these farm superintendents worked just at the model donation gardens, and there was different feedback from them, but overall it was, we are really glad to see this produce going and positively impacting our local communities, because a lot of them are doing corn and bean research, and that's things you can't really donate to the pantries. They did have different issues, though, that we asked for them to plant water, fertilize, and weed the gardens so the master gardeners could focus on that data collection and donation aspects. And for them, that was a challenge when it's a 40 by 80 foot plot in their very large, immense corn and bean areas. And the most important thing, at least for me, when I was collecting the data, is I sent Qualtrics surveys both to the volunteers at the home demonstration gardens and the mini grant recipients, and we asked knowledge gain and how they felt about the project itself and what they did and their impacts, and these are just some quotes that I thought were great. I have also been made aware of the need for fresh produce for local food pantries in our area. So we have this awareness and this education that perhaps they knew, oh, yeah, we have food pantries, they get enough food, but then that nutritious aspect came in, which was really important. Another Master Gardener said, better communication with participants, increased collaborations regarding community gardens. So we have that behavior change. They are collaborating. They're making these new connections that may otherwise not have happened without this project. And the distributed fruits and vegetables were very well received. It became more obvious why there are food deserts in our county. We did not, in our trainings, discuss food deserts very deep in depth, but the fact that the realization was there is like, we have food deserts. If you don't know what they are, we can talk about it after. We have food deserts where people aren't able to access these fresh fruits and vegetables. So we again have these master gardeners taking in and internalizing these issues in their own counties and taking ownership of what they can do to make an impact. So our next steps. So that again was 2016 and what we did. We did continue this in 2017. However, we changed the capacity building component quite a bit for this year. So the mini grants went from $1,000 to $5,000 per application. And instead of having an individual master gardener applying, we had counties or multi-county applications so that they could fund either a singular project or they could spiderweb and fund a few smaller projects in their county. And because of the feedback we got and we could see more and how impactful it was, we required local collaborators. And so when we were looking at the applications, it was astounding the number of collaborators in the communities that wanted to join in and make those meaningful impacts after the first year. We also decided to go from 7 to 6 home demonstration gardens for the behavior change based on what the farm superintendents were telling us and the master gardeners in those areas so we could better utilize our energies and focus on 6 of the home demonstration gardens. We do plan to continue in 2018, and if you know anything about federal grants, we should know by October 1, which is in a few days, so keep up with us to know if we will be able to continue this next year. I did a shorter presentation, so thank you. Any questions? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. So the USDA funds SNAP-Ed, and we are part of the Growing Together Healthy Food Access Project, and they put in money, sorry, so I'm not the best at the grant writing situation. They asked for up to $25,000 the first year to break into the mini grants. So that was all written into the main SNAP-Ed state level grant or proposal, yeah. And this year it was $60,000 for the mini grants. So, yeah, it was a lot. Oh, yeah, there is this. I could have made this presentation for hours to talk about everything. There is an awesome website if you haven't been to it. It's called Spend Smart, Eat Smart. And if you Google it, it pops up right away. And that has different recipes, how to clean, how to cook, all of the main species that we used in our gardens. And there's little printouts, and a lot of the pantries are using them. The SNAP-Ed, Christine Raddick, has the... oh my gosh, I'm losing the name of the people. They're awesome. There are nutrition specialists, extension specialists that are actually at the pantries a lot of the times or working closely with our master gardeners. So we're going across the realms of just, I know gardening, but now they're also learning the nutrition and teaching to the pantry kinds, which is really cool. Anybody else? Thank you.